top of No Three Jams, Kansas City's number one for hip-hop and R&B. On the phone with me right now is Jaquay Wilkins, representing the Urban League of Greater Kansas City. How you doing this afternoon?
I am doing great. How are you doing?
Hey, I'm trying to stay safe and hope you and yours are doing the same.
Yes, we are.
Oh, yeah. So tell me about what's going on with the Urban League of Greater Kansas City.
Well, the Urban League of Greater Kansas City, of course, is promoting people to fill out the census. You know, it came out April 1st, but you have until May 1st to fill it out before people come knocking on your door. So you have plenty of time. And so, Playmaker, I don't know if you know, but the price of non-participation could be high for our community, especially the community, our community of color, because there is $675 billion in federal funding for housing, education, transportation, and health care that is on the line. So if we're not counted accurately for this 2020 census, which is for the next 10 years, we will miss out on a lot of resources.
And one of the things I've told people as well is it doesn't take a lot of time. It's not like you're going to take a couple of hours out of your day to fill out the census. It's really quick, right?
Yeah, it takes you about 5 minutes to fill it out. They ask you who you are, your date of birth, and then they ask about the other people in your family members and your race. And so it is really quick. And when you do that, you want to make sure that you count everyone in your household, foster children, grandchildren, newborns, adopted children, and extended family members that are residing in your home. Again, we miss out on kids all the time, ages 0 to 4, and this is for the next 10 years. And so they really need these resources.
Now, tell me, how can this tie in with the situation going on with COVID-19?
Again, so COVID-19, you know, we're having a lack of health care resources in our area. That's because we're not, it could be because we're not accurately counted in our area. So when you have people who live with you and you say, well, they're just here for a minute, but they are still a resident in your zone, in that zone, in that zip code, and we need resources in specific zip codes.
Yes, especially with the news we're hearing about here in Kansas City per se, especially in the 3rd District. So if you're listening
to this
and you haven't filled out your census, please do so. You have until May 1st. And where can they do that at Jaquay?
Well, so they got it on in their mail, so they were able to do it that way, or they can go online. They can call the Census Bureau and have it done as well. And then they can do a traditional paper questionnaire. And so they just need to contact the U.S. Census Bureau to get any information that they don't have. But everyone, it came out in their mail twice already.
All right. So make sure y'all get that taken care of, especially do something for you and yours, especially in your own community. It's about as important as voting, right?
It is. It's extremely important. Yeah. It's just as important. It is our civic engagement. It is, and it is good for our community. Again, Black and brown children between the ages of 0 and 4 years old are undercounted at high rates by the census, more than twice the rate of white children.
Well, I appreciate you giving us info on this topic. Anything else you need to add today, Jaquay?
Just remember, hashtag I came to my census and hashtag make black count.
I love that I love both of those hashtags, but that first one is definitely clever. I love that with Jaquay. I appreciate your time. Thank you for calling in. And everybody, get out there and fill out your census and do it for you.
Thank you.
You have a good one, okay? Stay safe.
Okay, you too.